One in 68 children are born with autism in the United States. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. In Georgia, that rate is even higher. Healthcare advocates say Georgia also has a big divide in access to autism care. Atlanta has long had an autism center. Well, now a new Middle Georgia center seeks to provide needed care for those outside of the big city. The center has been flooded with requests for help. When the Autism Center at Navicent Health in Macon first opened, the goal was to help about 100 families in the first year. Well, over the past 6 months, over 700 families have flocked to the center for care.
Play.
Toy.
All right, here's your Scooby-Doo toy.
Hey, go.
All right, tell them. Go!
Choo-choo.
Yes, Scooby-Doo.
One of those families is 14-year-old Akeith Godfrey and his dad, James Burgess. On this day, Akeith gets some play therapy. Burgess says before they began coming to the center, he had tried to do the work with Akeith at home.
We were trying to help him, trying to teach him how to read, understand his colors, and as far as writing, help him get dressed, you know. And it's been a rough road. It's been a very rough road.
Burgess decided to make that rough road smoother by moving from their home in Macon to Atlanta, which has the Marcus Autism Institute. He says they would have given up much to do that.
Job, family, and my other kids, you know, we have kids and family, so, you know. But just to get the help that he needs is better, you know. So we were willing to just do that, just to make sure that he has the education and the proper training.
The waiting list at Marcus is over a year long. But before plans were final, Burgess heard about the new Navicent Center in Macon. He's been bringing Akeith there for about a month now and says he already sees improvement. Natalie Rayburn's 7-year-old son, Alex, also gets treatment at the new Autism Center.
No matter where your child is on the spectrum, the one commonality I'm sure any parent that's listening that has gotten the diagnosis can relate to is that moment that you realize something is wrong with your child. And the feelings that come with that are complicated, but the best one that I can think of is just absolutely devastating.
Devastating emotionally, Rayburn says, and potentially financially.
What's out there? Is it covered by insurance? I mean, that's kind of, you know, when you start thinking about therapies, you start thinking about what's covered, what's not, and what different therapies should I be looking at.
Autism care can cost a family about $60,000 a year on average, according to Autism Speaks, a research and advocacy organization. For many families, that's money they simply don't have. The cost and the lack of resources, like a center close by, can cause delays in diagnosis, says Tripp Ritchie. He's the director of the Autism Center at Navicent Health. Ritchie says the average age for a child diagnosed in Atlanta is 4 years old. Outside of Atlanta, it's more than 6 years old.
Just because you're in a rural area doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to those intervention services. So what we've done is we've established a diagnosis program that we can diagnose a child within 5 weeks.
Ritchie says the unplanned high demand for services have meant making big changes in staffing.
And we've doubled our pediatric rehab staff. We have the wait list down from 2 years to about a month for physical therapy, from 18 months to 2 months for speech and language therapy. And we don't have any wait lists for occupational therapy at this point.
Ritchie says the center plans to serve about 2,000 families by the end of the year. It's also on track to open a full telemedicine clinic that will support up to 300 families in rural areas within the next 6 months. For GPB News, I'm Leah Fleming in Macon.